that knows who. Keep humming when the song's through. It's like they're living life to a whole different tune. And have you ever met those that keep hoping when it's hopeless? It's like they figured out what the rest haven't yet. The second you realize what you have inside, it's only just a matter of so when you're standing in the rain again, you might as well be dancing. Why? 'Cause the rain or storm that can change how this is. So next time when you feel blue, don't let that smile leave you. Why? 'Cause you have every reason just to sing. So the black road is your glide. 'Cause walking just won't do dance. You don't have to know how. Ever since grace got you left, till your whole side's hurt and smile, like you just got away with something. Why? 'Cause you just got away with something. Ever since grace got you. Ever since grace got you. Grace got you.
Got away with something, bubbling inside of you. Spilling over 'cause your life is full. How incredible, undeniable, monumental like the Eiffel. Uncontrollable, let the joy flow through. Ha ha. Giddy over pity, pretty please. Let me see your hands in the air with you at your seats. Warm it up, let go, shout it out, celebrate. When you can't articulate, just say amazing grace.
The second you realize what you have inside, it's only just a matter of.
Kia ora, kia ora. Welcome to Faith Matters. You're listening to Marie. It's Friday. It's raining. It's not too flashy out there, but it's pretty good in here. We've got Denise in the studio. I'm really looking forward to chatting with her today. We're going to chat off air and see what we're going to talk about, and we'll be back real soon. Otherwise, we've got Cover Me in Sunshine by Pink and her daughter Willow.
I've been dreaming, friendly faces. I've got so much time to kill. Just imagine people laughing. I know someday we will. And even if it's far away, get me through another day. Sunshine, shower me with good times. Tell me that the world's been spinning since the beginning, and everything will be alright. Cover me in sunshine. From a distance, all these mountains are just some tiny hills. Why
a life of pages waiting to be filled. A heart that's hopeful, a head that's full of dreams. But this becoming is harder than it seems. Feels like I'm looking for a reason, roaming through the night to find my place in this world. My place in this world. Not a lot to lean on, I need your light to help me find my place in this world. My place in this world. If there are millions down on their knees, among the many, can you still hear me? Hear me asking, to find my place in this world, my place in this world. Not a lot to lean on, I need your light to help me find my place in this world, my place in this world. Looking for help me find my place in this world, my place in this world.
Don't we had this talk now, think we said it all now, but here's a little last advice. A live free, a walk in victory, and repeat after me. I'm a bird ball, battle fought on my shame, I'm gone, made new child of the king. I'm an amen, testify, holy water baptized, went down and came up clean. I'm so been saved by that amazing grace, and now there ain't no way, girl, can't take that away, girl, don't forget you're free, it's who you made to be, hey girl.
Yeah, that was Hey Girl by Annie Wilson, and I've got Denise in here with me. Hi, Denise.
Hello.
Oh, it's great to have you here. You know, I'm still learning how to bring my voice in nicely without it being this kind of loud, boisterous thing that it can be at times. So, you know, I'm new at this, and we are live, so mistakes will happen. And I think I like that, that we are live. You know, people need to realise that this isn't a edited show. Yep. And so I think there's something very special about that in this day and age, that we can have something raw and real. And last week, Denise, we were talking about first experiences with God and, just let people know. You can listen to our podcasts on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM. You can tune into the station and look for Faith Matters and listen to any of these podcasts. So if you want to listen back on last week's one, you can go in there and have a listen. But we were talking about our first experience of God, and both Denise and I come from totally different backgrounds, which I think is really lovely because it gives us a different look into our journey and what that's been like. So for me, my experience was around 4 years old out on the farm with my parents, and it's almost like a breath. Life took a breath, and I felt like I was a part of all of that, and in a moment I felt extremely loved, and it was an incredible feeling. Plus I also had a memory of another place other than here. And so I'm just bringing that forward because we're going to carry on these conversations and develop them a bit more. So maybe just remind us all, Denise, you know, your first experience, maybe just run over it a little bit and we can catch up to speed then.
Yeah, so I was also very young. I grew up in a Christian family, so there was a lot of prayer and things going on, and so the first time I remember praying was I had warts on my hand, and that was devastating because my friends at school were getting quite nasty about it. So Mum suggested, hey, why don't we pray about that? And so we did, and the warts fell off, and I've never had any more since. So that was kind of as far as a God encounter, but certainly I went to my sister when I was 4 as well. And I said to her, you know, how do I'd heard people talk about inviting Jesus into your heart, and I was like, how do you do that? And so, I was sort of, I had a heart that wanted to know more about who this Jesus was way back when I was very little.
Yeah, so you had family members speaking that into you. I guess that was part of your hearing that, you know, the word Jesus or Christian talk in your home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the closest I think I got, we used to say grace. Every night. I do remember that. But I think we saw it more as a gathering of the family together, and it was like Dad would say grace, you know, and we'd all eat. But that was getting us all together. But I did hear, I guess, in Jesus' name, maybe I heard that. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, oddly enough, I still say grace to this day, and have said grace with my children. There was just something that was carried through, which I was really grateful for. But other than that, my parents definitely were not in the Christian world, so to speak, or we didn't I had no memories of going to church or anything like that. So I think for me, those beginning years of me and that foundation, and I kind of wanted to bring that word in today. I was thinking about it this morning. Where did my foundations come from when nobody was speaking it into me? You know, nobody was telling me about God or anything, you know, but I had a sense and a knowing.
Yeah.
Of something outside of myself that was very real that I didn't think other people were really connected to in my family.
Right.
So, yeah, that foundation, I think, of that experience as a young girl of being out on the farm and knowing I was created, feeling extremely loved, was my foundation point of knowing God.
Wow.
And I think that was... it for me, like just knowing God. Yeah. I didn't know Jesus as such, or the Holy Spirit. I just knew God and creation and creator, in a sense of what that meant for me as a young girl.
Yeah.
And I felt very safe in that, actually. I felt very at home, I guess, even though I didn't feel like this was my home. I felt a sense of safety of this was a created place, a created out of love. So that was my foundation, and it's been a cornerstone for me all through my life, that first experience of knowing God. I thought we'd move into... I had a lot of things happen when I was younger, you know, lots of accidents and... really gnarly ones too. ones that would take you out. One of them was, I thought I might share, I'd gotten upset. I was at school now, primary school in Whirinanga. I'd gotten upset with my mum and I'd, run off to the cow shed to be with my dad. And the cow shed was probably a good 15-minute walk away from the main house. And while I was... I was upset with Mum, and I fell asleep under the hot water cylinder back then. They used to have these massive big hot water cylinders, boiling water, to clean out all the,
all the
milk,
vets and,
vats and whatnot. And my dad came to wake me up, and I kicked the tap, and all this boiling water just poured over my body. And my dad, in his quick thinking, got the high-pressure hose, and I have a memory of him just being kind of washed around the concrete, cold water all over me, and my dad running home with me. And I think by the time, he'd gotten home, there was blisters, forming on my body. And the only other memory I have was, being bedridden for quite some time and just massive blisters that were on my body because I'd been so badly burnt. But I have one little scar, Denise, and it actually looks like the top of the North Island.
Oh, does it? Wow, in memory of where it took place.
Yeah, and it sits on the top of my hip, ain't that weird? But, in reality, I was meant to have massive burns all over my body. Wow. And nobody prayed for me, or there was no, nothing in my family where... people, that kind of environment was happening. But I just I think about Christianity and coming into Christianity and what that was like for me, but I actually felt like I was Christian all my life from those foundation moments of experience, and I kind of wanted to put it out there for people because often we think we have to do something and we may feel that God's already been around us, and it's good to talk about those experiences because it makes up who we are, and life can put layers and layers of kind of experience on us, and we forget these beginning ones that kind of like, how do I know this stuff, or where does that come from? So I just wanted to kind of bring it out there a little bit to remind people that when I asked last week what was your first experience of God, many of us would say, well, I haven't had one, but I want to challenge that a little bit because I think maybe we have and maybe we've forgotten.
But interesting that feeling of love is a character of God, and so it's actually a really good foundation to sort of sit on, because you think, like, even if you think of probably the most famous one of the most famous verses, that for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so his motivation was love. And often we hear stuff and we go, well, God can't be love because this happened, this happened, this happened. And yet, So we'll attribute something else to him and assume that that's his character. Yeah. But how awesome that your foundation was God is love.
Yeah, and I actually can't move from that. Even as you're talking, I just get this natural sense of what that is. And love in the world is quite different interpretation of love coming from a worldly place than it is coming from a spiritual place, having a God foundation of creation, and that creation is an incredible connection point of love. It's just an expression of love. It just keeps going and going and creating. It's just amazing. I'm extremely, extremely thankful for that connection point. But I think we've all had connection points at some place in our life where you might have felt that in an environment where you it really stands out as a point of difference, like to feel this is not a normal feeling in this environment.
But that's actually what we're created for, and that's probably why you connected with it so much.
And another thing I think another memory just came in, like I had a cousin who was in a wheelchair. She was intellectually handicapped and she couldn't walk or anything. She could barely talk, she was severely handicapped, and I used to love her coming and visiting because we could communicate. I don't know how, but I had so much fun with her. Her name was Sandra. I still remember her name. And I just remember sitting on the windowsill with her, and we'd be giggling and laughing and just the most hilarious time, And she passed away. My auntie went to the beach and they were swimming, and they took their eye off her, and she was in hardly any water at all, like a little puddly type bit of water by the sea, that probably created for her, but she'd fallen over and she couldn't get up and she drowned. And I remember, vividly remember sitting around the table with my family and my dad giving us the news that Sandra had died, and I just burst out laughing and I wasn't fazed by it. And I remember getting the most, oh my gosh, I got the worst, I just felt like the worst human being ever. My dad didn't really ground me that much, and he sent me to my room, and I wasn't allowed to do fireworks the next night. I was banned from, I was grounded completely, and I felt I just withdrew inside myself because I wasn't laughing because she'd died. I was laughing because she'd gone home and she was really happy, and like I knew she was free.
Yes,
and I was really, really pleased for her, and I was really I was just being really organic and natural as a child in my response. My parents having no concept of anything. It was seen as I was just being really bad.
Disrespecting this girl who had obviously had this tragic end.
Yeah, so that was really hard as a kid, I think, when you naturally have a belief that everything's okay, it's okay. It's really sad, but I'm not going to see her again right now, but I knew I was going to see her again, so it wasn't such a big deal. So, for those ones out there that might be struggling, in those areas where you know something that other people don't know, and it can be a difficult thing, but you're not alone.
No, that's right.
I guess, for me as a child it was pretty hard to talk about things, but I think we are a lot more open these days to perhaps talk about things with our kids. Hopefully we're not shut off, Denise, spiritually, that our kids are still experiencing what I experienced.
Yeah, well, they probably are until they have those shutdown experiences where they're just like, oh, maybe that's not okay, and they close it down themselves.
Yeah, and I think that was the beginning for me, apart from, the gifting of findings, being able to find things was all okay for everybody, but not the gifting of being okay if we passed on.
Yes.
That was not so acceptable. Yeah. So we're going to move into a song
Jaira.
Jaira. I was going to say something else. My provider. I'm not even going to say. Are you going to say who that's by?
Limo Blaze.
Yeah, good luck.
Lecrae and Happy.
Well done. Yeah.
can't afford ya. I fill it buzz up lavishly upon ya. It makes his love, it shines so bright upon you, you. I will be content, cause I know you would never fail me. Even when my knees are shaking, even when my heart is bleeding, no. Oh, valley, when I walk in the midst of the valley, my life's in the hands of my daddy.
I'm already loved, I'm already chosen.
Yeah. So for this life, I know the goal, no. I know the soul.
Cause my job and I my party. Hey, to man, I need go. You are. You're my provider. Yeah, you're my provider. You are. You're my provider. You're my provider. Yeah, yeah.
I will be content in every circumstance.
Peace, you give me purpose, my provider. And when my enemies surround me, got me tied up. When they throw me in the pit inside the fire, you are my God and my King and my Father. Light to my path in the darkness, hope in my heart. When they're heartless, Father, you reach out and caught us. You're the lover of my soul, love is flawless. They don't understand my God is keeping me high, I know they go low. Cause me, I know they soul.
Cause my drive and I'm my party.
Voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know.
You'll have every failure, God. You'll have every victory.
So that was You Say by Lauren Daigle, and for those of you who aren't aware, Lauren Daigle's actually coming to New Zealand in November. So if you enjoy her music, she's got quite an amazing variety of songs, but they have amazing messages. And she is going to be performing in Auckland on the 4th of November, so you can actually go to Ticketmaster and get tickets to go and see her live. I saw her live a number of years ago, and she is a fantastic entertainer.
Yeah, wow. So she looks great on her albums. I've only seen her on an album. Yeah. She looks amazing there. I love her music. Yeah, she's got a real sweetness about her, eh?
Yeah, absolutely incredible lady. So you were just talking about your reaction when your cousin passed away many years ago, and that made me think of just a few years ago. My dad went downhill quite quickly. He had had prostate cancer for about a decade, and his heart started to play up, and he was going downhill quite quickly. And those people who came to visit Dad were very surprised, maybe we say, because he was quite excited. He talked about graduating, and he talked about going upstairs, and he was excited to go to, well, as you described, this home that you knew you were from, that was more home than here.
Yeah.
And that was certainly his sense when he was nearing the end of his days, that, and he got more and more excited about it. So for us, we had the chance to say our goodbyes, but it really was like you couldn't feel too bad for the guy because he was so excited about where he was going. And I don't think some people just didn't know how to cope with that.
Yeah.
But it helped us even in the grieving process as a family, because we're like, well, in our family we've had my sister and my brothers have all lived overseas for years. So we're used to sort of saying goodbye to each other for a prolonged period. We might not see each other for a number of years, but it was sort of that feeling when Dad did actually go. It was just like, oh yeah, he's gone off on the adventure of a lifetime, and we'll see him again one day. We don't know when, but that farewell for somebody who knew where they were going was quite profound, and it impacted a lot of people who came and said their goodbyes to him. They sort of went away going, well, this is not the feeling I expected to walk away with.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's grief, isn't it? Because we know we're going to lose somebody that we love, but it's okay for the person that we love to be okay with going home.
Yeah.
To have a sense of excitement, or, you know, death for us, you know, across time has always looked ugly. it's not pleasant,
and people often get taken before their time.
Absolutely. And so there's not a lot to feel good about in the word of death, but I think for some people who have that understanding of home, or that there's more to this life, there's more to this fragile body that we're living in, and really have a sense and a knowing of that. It's, you know, it's okay that they have this knowledge, and maybe it gives us some hope that we didn't have before, that they know something that we don't.
Yeah.
And the best is yet to come, maybe, Denise. So I know it's still yet to come, so I'm all good with that.
Yeah.
You know, last time I talked about my experience of having a memory of this not being my home, or feeling homesick, you know, and I guess that's another cornerstone for me, that memory that I have in me. And I'm, you know, when we remember things, often we think we're the only one with that experience, but I can guarantee if I've had experience of that, there's many other people who have too. And so there's comfort in that. As we get older, we realise we're not alone in our journey, and there are others that may have had those experiences too, and can be helpful for us that are trying to find our way back on the track. You know, and we get a little bit lost.
Your show is called Faith Matters, and talking about matters of faith, and a lot of people associate faith with religion, and they've been hurt or burnt by religion, and so they shut down. They might still believe, but as far as their institution goes, they're not okay with the institution, so they sort of shut themselves down. But hopefully kind of some of these conversations actually make people realize that faith is not the same as religion.
Yeah, and that was, you know, I've always seen religion as man-made, Denise, full of rules and regulations, and that's not how I see God or Jesus or Holy Spirit. The Bible, you know, I was told a long time ago, I don't know what you call it, but say the word Bible, basic instruction before leaving Earth. Isn't that a good one, eh?
Yeah.
And that's what it is, just a basic instruction before leaving Earth, guys. We get our heads around this, we will develop as human beings, and our development is more about the areas we haven't gone to yet and developed, which is pretty exciting to me. So, yeah, the Bible is not so, it's certainly hard to read. I had to understand what I was reading, the times and era. I love the stories of the Bible. They're almost ingrained in me somewhere, like, I don't know, some ancient old thing that just knows these stories. And they're amazing and give us so much information.
Yes.
And understanding how to even develop ourselves in the every, you know, here and now.
And the amazing thing of all these people that we read about through the Bible, through God's word, none of them were perfect. And so
that's what I love. I love this.
They
stuff.
All have their stories, and some of them, you know, made some horrendous choices, and yet they were still, God still used them to free people or to
give them inspiration and revelation.
Yes.
About the things we can't see.
And you think of, like, even someone like King David, who, you know, he did some pretty bad stuff. He murdered a guy because he slept with the guy's wife.
He's pretty full on,
eh? You kind of go,
he was a king, like, could do what he wanted, had soldiers at his fingertips.
But when he had somebody actually confront him and say, hey, that is not good. We've got a very famous psalm. Psalm 51, create in me a clean heart, O God, and it talks about that was a psalm written by David after this time. And he did some stuff, but his heart was to come back to God and genuinely say, look, God, I'm so sorry, like, I really mucked that up. And God described him as a man after his own heart. Like, you know, if you just looked at him from a human point of view, you're like, no. How could that even be a thing? But the thing was, he wasn't perfect, but he kept coming back.
Yeah, and it was the development of. Because we're human, and we have freedom of choice, and we can choose to do whatever we want to. Mm-hmm. And often we know if something's not right because we have that gut feeling, but we often don't acknowledge that. And we'll move through and do what we want to do, our will.
Yeah.
You know, and our will is massive and it's full of ego and it's what makes us human. And that's okay. It's more about knowing what that will is and what that ego is and how can we develop this to be come in line with our spiritual self and let's have agreement instead of fighting each other.
So actually those things that you kind of might have sitting in the back of your mind or in the back of your heart and think, oh, I wish I never did that.
Mm.
Actually, you can, you know, that's a good thing that you think, if I was presented with that situation again, I would choose differently. Like, that's growth. That's what growth looks like.
And isn't that all, and I get excited by that because I know as a counsellor, our development is the most important thing we'll do is to develop self, like who we are and what does it mean to be me? And I'm not like you. So that makes me different, you know, and we've got to celebrate our uniqueness because it's what brings the bits of gems, I think, onto this earth that haven't been shined up yet. Yeah, the diamonds that are still sitting there. And I'll bring this story. I'm not going to talk about it today, but I was telling Denise about a story of I'm a bit of a magpie. I like things that shine and sparkle. So, and God knows that about me. And I've got a lovely story I'm going to share with you, but not today. Today, there's so many to come up, and I'm sure as I share mine that some of Denise's will come up too. And it's a different flavour and a different platform that you come from and your environment compared to mine. And just to give people a bit of a sneak preview as we unpack some of this, you know, my parents end up they were spiritualists, you know, elders of the Free Spiritualist Church in New Zealand. So yeah, you couldn't get more left field from Christianity than where I am today, and I've got massive experiences around all of that. So I choose to be who I am today out of a complete freedom of will, a complete choice of the things that I know and what I've experienced. So, we're pretty much there, Denise. I think, I'm going to play this one. Firm Foundation, this is very much a worship song. And, it's a beautiful one to head out on our conversations with Denise. So, I might just... what am I thinking? I think we'll finish this one off here and we'll pick this up again next week. So track along with us and see what it unfolds for you in these conversations about God and Christianity and spirituality. I think there's some real, real treasures we're going to unpack.
Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. When everything around me is shaking, I've never been more glad that I put my faith in Jesus, 'cause he's never there. Still got joy in chaos. I've got peace that makes.
Chasing the
Amen to that. You are a child of love, and don't you forget it. You've been listening to Marie and Denise on Faith Matters, 98.1 FM, Raglan Community Radio. You can listen to these podcasts at your leisure. I will upload and put it on their website, so you can tune in any time you want to and listen to these conversations. It's been great to have you join with us. So, Denise, say goodbye.
Hi and bye.
I'm not going to go out on my own. There we go. We're gonna head out with "Welcome Home" by Dave Dobbin. And if you're on a faith journey and wanting to know more about Christianity and God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, you could join me and Denise on Sunday at Raglan Area School, 10 a.m., Surfside Church. We've got Pastor Norris speaking this week. I know it's going to be an awesome word. We've got awesome worship, live band, fantastic people from our community. If you want to get involved and learn about more about what you don't know, there you go. You can join us on Sunday. We're always going to be there. If you feel like you haven't got someone to sit with, you just find you might not know who we are. Well, there you go. If you're looking kind of lonely at the back, we'll see you. You can come and sit with us. Anyway, I'm going to head out with good old Dave. And you have a fabulous week. Be kind and gentle to self and others. Look after your family and keep safe. And we'll see you here next Friday at, 12 to 1:30 we go. Yeah, then. See you there.
Sacrifice much to be here, therefore the graces I offer my hand. Welcome home, I bid you welcome, I bid you welcome. Welcome home. From the bottom of I'll be
righteousness. Rolling over you like waves in the sea. River, the righteousness rolling over you like waves in the sea. Rolling over you like waves in the sea. Peace flowing like a gentle river.